American Language Course, Book 15, Tape 3D. Hello. Turn to the activities for Tape 3D. Look at Figure 1. I will read a paragraph twice. Listen and select the main idea of the paragraph. Listen to Paragraph 1. Have you ever moved from one city to another? I have, many, many times. Moving is always a sad and happy time. Leaving your old friends, maybe even your family, and the places that you know so well is very sad. Packing and unpacking all your things is also unpleasant. But going to a new place is always so exciting. You have a new opportunity to make new friends and so many new places to see. A new job or a new school always gives you a new chance to grow. Now, listen again. Have you ever moved from one city to another? I have, many, many times. Moving is always a sad and happy time. Leaving your old friends, maybe even your family, and the places that you know so well is very sad. Packing and unpacking all your things is also unpleasant. But going to a new place is always so exciting. You have a new opportunity to make new friends and so many new places to see. A new job or a new school always gives you a new chance to grow. Now, circle the letter of the sentence that best describes the main idea of the paragraph. Letter A is the correct answer. Moving may be unpleasant, but it's also exciting, is the main idea of the paragraph. Now, listen to paragraph 2. Most countries require people to have birth certificates. It's not enough just to be alive. A document must show that you are. As you continue to grow, you collect more and more documents. When you graduate from different schools that you attend, you have diplomas to add to your other documents. When you learn to drive, you must have a driver's license. If you want to get married, you need to have a marriage license. Dying, of course, is no excuse. You're not really dead without a death certificate. Listen to the paragraph again. Most countries require people to have birth certificates. It's not enough just to be alive. A document must show that you are. As you continue to grow, you collect more and more documents. When you graduate from different schools that you attend, you have diplomas to add to your other documents. When you learn to drive, you must have a driver's license. If you want to get married, you need to have a marriage license. Dying, of course, is no excuse. You're not really dead without a death certificate. Circle the letter of the main idea of the paragraph. Letter C is the correct answer. The paragraph is about how important documents are in our lives. Go to Figure 2 for the next two paragraphs. This time, write the main idea on the lines in Figure 2. I will read each paragraph twice. Listen. The best way to enjoy a good meal is to eat out in the open. Food just tastes so much better at a picnic. I'm not sure why this happens, but I think it has something to do with the clean air. Another reason picnics are so nice might be the people who take part in this kind of get-together, our family and friends. Listen to the paragraph again. The best way to enjoy a good meal is to eat out in the open. Food just tastes so much better at a picnic. I'm not sure why this happens, but I think it has something to do with the clean air. Another reason picnics are so nice might be the people who take part in this kind of get-together, our family and friends. Write the main idea on the line in Figure 2. Your answer should be something like, "Picnics are fun." Now, listen to the last paragraph.
We celebrate only 4 holidays on the same date in the United States each year. These holidays are New Year's Day on January 1st, Christmas Day on December 25th, Veterans Day on November 11th, and Independence Day on July 4th. These are the oldest holidays in the United States, and for this reason, we have decided to celebrate them on the same date each year. Now listen to the paragraph again. We celebrate only 4 holidays on the same date in the United States each year. These holidays are New Year's Day on January 1st, Christmas Day on December 25th, Veterans Day on November 11th, and Independence Day on July 4th. These are the oldest holidays in the United States, and for this reason, we have decided to celebrate them on the same date each year. Now write what you think the main idea is. Your answer should be something like, "We celebrate 4 holidays on the same date each year."
Look at Figure 3. You are going to the U.S. to study a course. I'll ask you a question. Answer with the words you see. Number 1. Where are you going in November? Repeat. I'm going to Texas in November. Number 2. Have you received your ITOs? Repeat. Yes, I have received my ITOs. Number 3. How are you planning to travel? Repeat. I'm planning to travel by air. Number 4. What documents do you need to get a passport? Repeat. I need a birth certificate to get a passport. Number 5. Which country will give you a visa? Repeat. The U.S. will give me a visa. Number 6. Do you intend to go anywhere else besides Texas? Repeat. Yes, I intend to go to New York. Number 7. What's the reason you're going to Texas? Repeat. I'm going to study a course. Number 8. Have you visited the United States? Repeat. No, I haven't. This will be the first time. Number 9. What other countries have you visited? Repeat. I have visited Canada and France. Number 10. What were you going to do in November? Repeat. I was going to visit my family. Look at figure 4. I'm going to read you a question. Circle the letter of the statement that best answers my question. Number 1. Why is Lieutenant Herman going to another base? Number 2. Weren't you going to go on vacation this month? Number 3. Do you know what is required to get a credit card? Number 4. My brother wants to travel to Japan. Where does he want to go? Number 5. What do we study when we study the history of a country? Number 6. Admiral Nimitz's house in Fredericksburg, Texas, is now a museum. What's a museum? Number 7. Are all of her grandparents still alive? Number 8. Boy, it's so hot and humid this summer. Is it always like this? Number 9. What was the reason your friend Sam didn't want to go to Europe? Number 10. Why is the study of medicine important? Let's check your answers. Read the correct answer to my question. Number 1. The answer is C. Answer the question. Why is Lieutenant Herman going to another base? Please read the answer. Number 2. The answer is B. Now, answer my question. Weren't you going to go on vacation this month? Number 3. The answer is C. Answer the question. Do you know what is required to get a credit card? Number 4. The answer is A. Now, answer the question. My brother wants to travel to Japan. Where does he want to go? Number 5, the answer is C. Answer the question. What do we study when we study the history of a country? Number 6, the answer is letter B. Admiral Nimitz's house in Fredericksburg, Texas, is now a museum. What is a museum? Number 7. The answer is letter A. Now answer my question. Are all of her grandparents still alive? Number 8. The answer is letter B. Boy, it's so hot and humid this summer. Is it always like this? Number 9. The answer is letter C. Now answer my question. What was the reason your friend Sam didn't want to go to Europe? Number 10. The answer is letter A. Why is the study of medicine important? Because it saves lives. Our last exercise will also be a listening exercise. Listen to two sentences. Circle the letter S if the two sentences are the same. Circle the letter D if the two sentences are different. Listen and circle. Number 1. Is your sweater made of sheep wool? Is your sweater made of cheap wool? Number 2. Did he see the cheese there? Did he say that she's there? Number 3. Did you eat the whole chicken? Did you eat the whole chicken? Number 4. Please don't shut the door. Please don't shut the door. Number 5. Mom, can you buy me some chips? Mom, can you buy me some chips? Number 6. Did you shoot at the ducks? Did you shoot at the ducks? Number 7. You can have my chair. You can have my share. Number 8. That's not my favorite chore. That's not my favorite chore. Number 9. He has a chip on his shoulder. He has a chip on his shoulder. Number 10. Did you finally cash it? Did you finally catch it? Check your answers and listen to the pairs of sentences again. Number 1. The answer is D. Listen to the sentences again. Is your sweater made of sheep wool? Is your sweater made of cheap wool? Number 2, the answer is also D. Listen to the sentences again. Did he say, see the cheese there? Did he say that she's there? Number 3, the answer is S. Listen to the sentences again. Did you eat the whole chicken? Did you eat the whole chicken? Number 4, the answer is also S. Listen to the sentences again. Please don't shut the door. Please don't shut the door. Number 5, the answer is D. Listen to the sentences again. Mom, can you buy me some chips? Mom, can you buy me some chips? Number 6, the answer is S. Listen to the sentences again. Did you shoot at the ducks? Did you shoot at the ducks? Number 7, the answer is D. Listen to the sentences again. You can have my chair. You can have my share. Number 8, the answer is D. Listen to the sentences again. That's not my favorite chore. That's not my favorite chore. Number 9, the answer is S. Listen to the sentences again. He has a chip on his shoulder. He has a chip on his shoulder. Number 10, the answer is D. Listen again. Did you finally cash it? Did you finally catch it? This is the end of Tape 3D, Book 15.